The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's 10 past 5, 12 minutes past 5. It's a Monday, so it is tyd vir die Monday mailbag. Elke week gaan ons deur die e-posse wat ons kry, drive@jacarandafm.com, met of iemand wat raad soek, of iemand wat 'n probleem met ons wil deel en dalk net wil crowdsource, om uit te vind hoe hulle hierdie probleem moet hanteer. Vandag se e-pos kom van Sonia. Sonia says, "Hi Robin Roz, recently my in-laws moved to Gauteng and they now only live a few kilometers from us. This didn't seem like a big deal until they started showing up at our house, sometimes three times a week, unannounced, just expecting us to stop whatever we are doing and entertain them. My husband has no issue with this, but it's driving me crazy. How do I bring this up? Love the show, Sonia." Sonia, you need to move, girl. You need to move to where they were living. Gaan trek in die huis in wat hulle verkoop het voor hulle na julle toe getrek het, na julle woonbuurt of julle kant van die wêreld. Just move, bro. Because it's going to make things a lot less awkward. Sê net, luister, ons het 'n fantastiese huis gekry aan die ander kant van wherever. Mm-hmm. That's further away than what they are now. Because an unannounced care is not for me.
And also make it one with access control, because an unannounced care sounds like it's a freestanding house. So that's the problem when you've got a freestanding house. People just show up and hoot, and then they kind of see you walking by in your underwear, and then they're like, "Oh, you're home." You have to open up, but then you see, like, whereas if it's a security guard, you can just ignore the phone, and then they can't see that your car's not there, or you know what I mean?
True.
Easy.
You are home, we are here. No, this isn't for me. This is not for me. My mom and my in-laws live thousands of kilometers away on another continent. If they lived around the corner from us, I wouldn't be expected to drop everything and entertain them elke keer wat hulle unannounced kom indrap. Wat dink jy moet Sonia doen? Hoe kan sy dit nou lekker stel, sonder iemand om enig iemand te ontstel, haar man of haar skoonouers nie? That is the question on today's Monday mailbag. The in-laws are dropping in unannounced and expecting to be entertained every time they arrive. 084-8500-942. What should Sonia do in this instance? Already lots of messages coming through to the WhatsApp line. Henry, simply tell your husband that you have an issue with his folks pitching up unannounced. It's not so bad. Okay, do you agree with Henry? Because obviously there's family politiek and all that type of good. You want to respect the elders and the in-laws and the family. Jy wil nou nie te hard wees hier op nie, maar laat weet my. 084-8500-942. That is the WhatsApp line. What should Sonia do about her in-laws pitching up unannounced a few times a week, expecting to be entertained? Sonia's in-laws moved close to them a couple of months ago, and now they are kind of dropping in three times a week, expecting to be entertained. And I thought this was going to be quite cut and dry. I thought that everyone was going to have a stian kind of outlook on this whole thing.
Nee, my as in my moet gebeur, ek maak seker my kar is weggesteek. En as hulle bel om te sê hulle is daar sal, dan sê ek vir hulle sorry, ek is nie by die huis nie. So maklik soos dit.
Stian's having none of it. He's having none of it. He's like, no, my car's not there. Ek is nie by die huis nie. Yeah. Then Maritza is also pretty cut and dry, like what Stian is.
Hi Robin Roz. My enigste raad vir die skoonouers situasie. Nie enigste nie, daar's twee opsies. Opsie nommer 1. As hulle 3 keer 'n week by jou wil kom kuier, dan maak jy seker dat jy 4 keer 'n week soontoe gaan en seker maak jy eet aandete daar. Hulle gaan vinnig moeg raak vir julle ook. Of jou tweede opsie is brand die huis en trek.
Wow. But you know what? It's not so Maritza's giving like a quid pro quo. Marista is giving like a, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. As jy by my kom kuier, dan gaan ek by jou kom kuier. But it actually isn't that simple. Daar is 'n ander manier ook om na hierdie issue te kyk, en dit is eintlik Claudine wat dit uitgelig het.
Dear Sonia, it's still his mother. and his father. What happens if it was yours? If it was your mom and dad? You'd want them to drop by unannounced. You'd want them just to drop by. One day you might not have them around anymore. And then, well, then you're going to be sad.
That's very sensible, Claudine. Mm. That is very sensible because on Tomokla jokes and so and so. But there's some people that really would love it if their parents could just drop by any time, or their parents-in-law. Are you team, I'm burning my house down or I'm moving? Or are you team, listen here, dit is jou skoonouers, dit is jou kinders grootouers. Like, let them live. Let them just come through. Some people are saying maybe they don't expect to be entertained. Maybe they're just coming to say hi. Wat dink jy van Sonja se penari op vandag se Monday mailbag? Jacqueline het vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur en gesê, ek weet daarom nie van 'n skoonma wat 'n point maak om 'n afspraak moet maak om by 'n kind te kuier nie. Ek is happy met koffie of swart tee. Ek stel net belang. That's really special. Like, I just want to be there.
Mm.
I just, you don't have to entertain me. Then Lunita is actually also very sensible. You don't need to ruin the relationship by handling the situation. Let them know you love it when they visit, but you would love a heads up before they come. Communication is key. Dan sê Rudy, nee, ons is allemaal groot mense, hê 'n discussion oor die situasie en vind 'n middelweg. Dis ontsettend en selfsugtig van die ouers. Reël vir 'n Sondag ete weekliks? Nee, ek weet nie wat. Ek sal week 1 hanteer ek dit, week 2 gaan ek bietjie snaaks wees, week 3 gaan iemand huil. Moontlik die skoonma. And then Charmaine actually takes us into the person we're going to chat to on the phone. Charmaine sê hierdie.
Dit is toch so snaaks as jy hulle het, dan pla hulle of irriteer hulle jou, maar die dag as hulle nie daar is nie, dan mis jy hulle. Ek het my ouers baie jare terug verloor en ek sal wat wil gee om hulle elke dag met my te hê. So, nee, ek sal nie bewens dat hulle nie daar moet wees.
Ja, dit is baie speciaal. Then we got a message from Astrid and I was like, no, I need to chat to Astrid. Astrid sent us a message saying, wait till your kids will do the same to you. What if it was your parents? Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz, Astrid.
Thank you. Hello. Good evening.
Jy staan in Roodepoort, is my valley daar die Wesrand. Jy voel nogal reg sterk oor Sonja se irritasie met die feit dat die skoonouers nou die hele tyd kom kuier.
Absoluut. Ek I'd hate to think my son-in-law was like that. Want ek en my dogter het baie goeie verhouding. My ouders is altijd ingepap in die ochtend vir koffie gekom of in die middag gebel en gesê ons kom iets eet of kom julle na ons toe. I'd hate to think my son-in-law has that attitude. And I'd like to ask Sonja, if it was her mom and dad, she'd love to see them. They can spend time with the kids. They don't need to come all the time and every day. It's also, can we leave the kids with you? We're going out tonight. Has she ever thought that she actually needs them close to her as well?
Yeah.
So that she can have a life.
And you don't really think about it that way. Hey, jy dink, ag, daar's soveel goed wat in my lewe aangaan. Ek het nie tyd vir my ouers en my groot skoonouers en grootouers wat kom kuier nie. But when you don't have that, then all you want is to have that time back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Astrid, it's been such a joy speaking to you. Thank you so much for the call. What a great message. Now I'm feeling bad. Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great afternoon. Ja, so Sonja, jy het nou twee baie goeie punte gekry hier. As dit jou pla, communicate.
Yeah.
Say, let's make a Sunday lunch. Let's have that as a standing reeling. Or just actually enjoy the time that you have with your skoonouers. It doesn't need to be, like what Jacqueline said, dit hoef nie 'n hele entertaining ding te wees nie. Sy soek 'n swart tee of 'n swart koffie. She just wants to come and spend some time. That turned out completely differently to what I expected. And now, voel ek asof ek my ma moet bel. Monday mailbag, every Monday at 10:05. Drive at jacarandafm.com.